As we look at 09, and I think you have to, in interest of being intellectually honest, you have to look at the capital market that we're in right now, and you have to contrast that with maybe where we were in July or August. So you have to temper your expectations, perhaps, if you want to sort of be a half-empty kind of view and say, well, if the capital markets are continuing into next year to be very, very challenging, well, then I think only prudence would suggest that you might look at some scenarios where leasing actually does go down some, particularly in carriers that may have difficulty in accessing the capital market or who otherwise might elect to pull back just in the abundance of caution. We don't believe that's going to happen. We think the view is, based on the market, that the credit market will actually begin to thaw, and you're going to see continued activity for all the right reasons. All of the economic drivers are still present in wireless. Wireless data continues to add incremental margins. It's incrementally more profitable to add the 3G services that carriers are adding. The build-outs come, clearly, new entrants into a market after enormous money's been paid to fund spectrum acquisitions. So that is unsold inventory sitting on the shelf, not generating any revenue or cash flow. So clearly, there's every incentive to continue to build. And as we look at our planning horizon, with the only caveat being you have to assume a more normal environment, which let's hope for all of us we're beginning to maybe begin to see. In a more normal environment, we see next year to be every bit as robust as this year. And we would hope and expect that the Clearwire's transaction will close, and that'll be potentially even upside to next year. But we sort of share Mark's view. We'll wait until that transaction actually closes and funds, which is supposed to happen by the end of the year. And then we have high expectations of what that could mean for us next year. But even absent that, I think we see a year that's very much like this year. And this year, as we've said publicly many times, looks like we're going to track modestly better than we did in 2007. So we're still very, very pleased with what we see on the horizon.